Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it goes without saying that it has been a head-spinning political decade. Barack Obama was our president when it started. Donald Trump is president as the decade ends. So how did America go from one to the other? Julian Zelizer and Kevin Cruz write about this in a recent USA Today column. They're both historians at Princeton University, and Julian joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Julian, glad to have you here to talk about this.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with President Obama's relationship with Republicans. You write that from the beginning, President Obama offered an olive branch after olive branch to Republicans who repeatedly swatted them away. As a political strategy, you also write that this ultimately worked for Republicans. How so?
Well, Obama miscalculated. One of his core ideas when becoming president was that he could push the country into a post-partisan period, that there were ways to break through the partisan divide that had taken hold. And so a lot of his early policies in a moment of crisis, including the economic stimulus and financial regulation, and even health care, were shaped with the idea of winning over Republican moderates. But in the end, he got very few votes from the Republicans. And instead, the GOP used his various policies as a way to mobilize their party against him and to block him from being able to do much, especially after the 2010 midterms when they took over the House.
Yeah, and you say this set the stage for Donald Trump. How so?
Well, you see the radicalization of the Republican Party that was taking shape after 2010. The Tea Party comes to Washington, and they embrace a style of Republican politics which is familiar today. Partisanship takes a preference over governance. The party uses the conservative media as a way to govern, and legislating is not really a priority. And so all those elements have been central to the Trump presidency.
Yeah, let's talk about something else. Something like 6 million to 9 million Americans who voted for Obama jumped party lines and voted for Trump in 2016. And political scientists who study this have argued that voters were motivated by racial resentment and hostile sexism versus economic stress. Can you talk a little bit about how this fits into this conversation?
Yeah, originally the argument was they voted because of the economy, but political scientists have really found that attitudes about race and gender were really important to those vote flippers. In part, what happened was they had been Republicans, but in 2008 voted for Obama in a moment of crisis. But more importantly, Obama's presence in the White House over time fueled these tensions. And President Trump, Donald Trump as candidate, understood some of this, and his rhetoric played into these anxieties. It continues to do so, and it has been part of his cultural political appeal.
Yeah, and he's really seemed to double down on all of this sentiment, including his relationship with the Republicans, hasn't he? Can you talk a little bit about really doubling down on this sentiment that Americans have who support him, some of them who support him?
Yeah, if we start the decade with Obama imagining a post-partisan world and trying to figure out is bipartisanship possible, Trump is very different. He understands how divided the country is, and he takes a deep dive into the most partisan elements of his party. And so what we've seen pretty consistently, whether it's in policy or his rhetoric, he plays into that. He's not trying to build a broad coalition. He's not trying to reach into the blue territory of this country. Instead, what he has tried to do is to solidify the Republican Party around him, even those who don't like him. And that's the bet that he's making going into 2020.
You know, as we look forward to impeachment, to when that happens in 2020, when it enters the Senate, we spoke with a Trump supporter from Pennsylvania last week who said impeachment would be a good thing for President Trump because it will make his supporters even angrier and likely to galvanize at the polls. Do you see this as a likely scenario?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's true. In some ways, that's the misconception that Obama had, that if you avoided doing certain things and if you avoided certain issues, you could kind of win over some Republicans. I think Trump's base is angry already. I think they are behind him 100%. And I think, sure, impeachment plays into that sentiment. But if impeachment wasn't happening, there would be something else. And so I think that is some of the faulty premise of how Democrats think about the politics of the moment.
Yeah, with the 30 seconds I have with you, how do you think Democrats are going to handle the Senate trial, especially having so many senators running for president?
I think in the end, Senator McConnell is going to make it a quick trial because he wants to move forward, and that will solve the Democrats' problem for them politically.
Yeah. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. As always, Julian, thank you.
Thanks for having me.